Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Coming up later on in the show, we'll take a look at some new Blu-ray and DVD releases. But right now, on the musical portion of the program, we're going to spotlight composer Jerry Fielding, a very talented and underrated composer. Probably best known for his numerous collaborations with director Sam Peckinpah, a guy whose career was cut short in a couple of ways. First of all, though he got started working in film and television in the 1940s, he was blacklisted for pretty much the entirety of the 1950s for refusing to name names for the government, and then didn't really get back to working full-time until the early 1960s. And then later on, he died at a rather young age, passed away in 1980 at the age of 58. So nowhere near as many film scores as he probably ought to have written, but still left us with a pretty sizable body of work to pick and choose from for this program. And I do hope that you'll enjoy the selections that we'll feature for you on the program today. We're going to begin with a score which sort of broke with the usual sound for Western movies, and it was written for a film that broke with the usual Western template. This is Fielding's effort for Peckinpah's The Wild Bunch. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's Jerry Fielding's memorable score for The Wild Bunch. While it may not have themes that really stick in your head for a long time, it has a very distinctive texture. Let's move on to another interesting score written for a comedy drama released in 1974, directed by Gordon Parks, called The Super Cops. Fun, funky score from composer Jerry Fielding, written for The Super Cops. Next up, we move along to 1975, and more fun music for another comedy, this one starring George Segal and Lionel Stander. It's called The Blackbird. that's music from The Black Bird, written by Jerry Fielding. The instrumentation there reminds me a bit of early John Williams. Interesting stuff. The Black Bird was a film which spotlighted the son of esteemed fictional investigator Sam Spade. Spade, a literary figure probably only matched by Raymond Chandler's Philip Marlowe. And sure enough, Fielding scored a film starring Marlowe, actually starring Robert Mitchum as Marlowe. It was a somewhat ill-advised remake of The Big Sleep, but the score was quite good. Let's take a listen. Thank you. music from The Big Sleep, written by Jerry Fielding. Next up, let's move along to a score written for a fairly popular action movie starring Clint Eastwood. This is the original soundtrack for The Gauntlet. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring music written by composer Jerry Fielding on the program today. Next up, a compelling score written for a movie starring Charles Bronson called Cato's Land. Thank you. That's music written for Cato's Land by composer Jerry Fielding. He really was a master of atmosphere. He could set a mood so quickly with his music. Really fascinating stuff. Next up, music for a movie called The Outfit, and a rather fine score, one I find myself returning to quite a bit. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
and that's music written for The Outfit, like all the music on today's program written by Mr. Jerry Fielding. We'll conclude the musical portion of the show with a very fine score written for another movie directed by Sam Peckinpah. This is Fielding's score for Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's music written by Jerry Fielding for Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia. I hope you've enjoyed the music that we featured on the program today, and hope that it might inspire some of you to check out a little bit more of Jerry Fielding's work. A very talented composer and one who always provides a rewarding listening experience. We continue to the next portion of the show, where we check out a few new DVD and Blu-ray releases. The charming, graceful Kung Fu Panda was a pleasant surprise for moviegoers who had written DreamWorks Animation off as a studio churning out disposable, insubstantial content. Unfortunately, Kung Fu Panda 2 fails to live up to the standard offered by its predecessor, as the film seems less concerned with simply telling a good story than with going about the somewhat tedious business of franchise building. The action sequences are engaging, the villain, a hissing peacock voiced by Gary Oldman, is solid, and there are a few entertaining comic moments, but the film stumbles on too many occasions. It dramatically reduces the role of Shifu, voiced so well by Dustin Hoffman, who was the best character from the first film. It hits the reset button on the title character in a number of exasperating ways, and the big emotional moments feel frustratingly insincere. By no means is Kung Fu Panda a bad film. It's simply missing the resonance DreamWorks has offered in some of their better recent works. It's reported that DreamWorks is planning to make 6 of these movies, so let's hope the next installment gets things back on track. An even larger disappointment is Cowboys and Aliens, the star-studded genre mashup directed by Jon Favreau. The premise sounds like giddy fun. A motley crew of Western movie archetypes played by such talented folks as Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford, Keith Carradine, Sam Rockwell, Olivia Wilde, Clancy Brown, and Paul Dano are forced to deal with an alien invasion. Somehow Favreau finds a way to turn this tale into something tedious, dragging an increasingly uninvolved cast through a series of unimaginatively staged action sequences, dull production design, and cringe-inducing bits of character development. Harrison Ford's performance is actually quite good, but how many scenes do we need in which his supposedly terrifying character warms up to each individual member of the cast? The whole affair is summarized nicely by Harry Gregson-Williams' generic score, which sounds vaguely Western and vaguely science fiction-y, but never really seems enthusiastic about either. Another recently released disappointment is the latest DVD release from Criterion's Eclipse Collection, which spotlights three early films starring the charismatic child actor Sabu. If you're unfamiliar with the actor, you owe it to yourself to at least check out some of his films, as he offers a unique screen presence which has never quite been duplicated. Unfortunately, the movies included in this collection aren't really among his best. Elephant Boy is a somewhat disjointed, unfocused adaptation of a short story by Rudyard Kipling, and The Drum is a surprisingly offensive colonialist fantasy which paints Indian citizens in the worst possible light while glorifying the British. The one winner in the collection is an adaptation of Kipling's The Jungle Book, a lovingly crafted and mostly compelling work spotlighting one of Sabu's strongest performances. Still, the collection as a whole is rather underwhelming. That just about wraps up things for us on the program this week. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. Right now, we close out with another piece from Jerry Fielding, written for Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.